Mr. Chair, thank you very much. We have heard great interest in this room for implementation of Article 10, and I don't think anyone is opposed to that. In fact, most states parties are contributing to it, some more, some less, depending on the capacity and resources they have. A lot happens under Article 10, which perhaps escapes our attention because it doesn't get monetized. A lot of it is given in kind. A number of countries have undertaken efforts and contributed to these programs, including capacity building. And if we were to monetize that, perhaps that would be captured in the form of a concrete figure, which might run into several millions, perhaps. I mean, that's a guess. Setting that aside and acknowledging that and also thanking the countries that have contributed towards this aim, perhaps we could also look at setting up some kind of trust fund. And why I say that is because we have an example in the International Atomic Energy Agency, where the entire technical cooperation is carried out through voluntary contributions through a separate trust fund. And not it is not impinging on the assist contributions, because I know we are already running short on assist contributions. So perhaps if we were to consider setting up of a trust fund for the purposes of Article 10 implementation, it would give a signal that we are serious about it. We want to implement Article 10 as much as we want to implement other articles. And no matter how modest that might be to start with a very modest contribution, and if there is enough money in that trust fund, we could also look at hiring an international cooperation assistance officer in the BWC-ISU who can perhaps actively promote this article within the context of BWC. So that's a modest suggestion from my side. Thank you.